Well, you got it. 11. Before 11.
11.
I'm not sure if it's
Okay. Now, interestingly enough, in this version of the Maseilas Yesharim, there's a parallel version of Maseilas Yesharim, which they dug up from manuscripts. It came out probably the first time 30 years ago. And it's actually the original handwriting of the Ramchal.
Oh.
They found it as the original handwriting of the Ramchal, in like Cambridge or something, Moskova in Moscow. And it's this print. Now here's the original manuscript. And the way he wrote the Sefer was as a debate between the Chacham and the Chassid. And the Chacham is the one that's just the wise man, intellectual, trying to get information, and the Chassid is the one that's working on himself and improving. So it's a dialogue.
Kind of like a
Kuzari and other works
yeah.
like that. So it's very interesting because basically it's the same arrangement as Maseilas Yesharim, but it's a question and
Yeah.
answer form. So it's unbelievable. So I just want to read to you. The last thing we discussed was
This isn't like this at all.
no. That's not the same thing.
But in her habit of you, if it's that way, you can understand what it's bothering
Yes, you can
Shlomo
understand what he's trying to bring out.
and everything.
Yeah. So he says that there are people that think that the main reason they were created is for Olam Hazeh. Okay. Now, one
Yep, we
thing
don't know Shama. And he said in the beginning that it
makes
would
no
be
sense.
logical to not think that way. But
Correct.
I thought it would.
That's what I want to get to. Yeah. So, let me read it inside here. It says, "Yesh shechashvu." There are those that think, "Shakadosh Baruch Hu baris ha'olam l'tachlis ma." Avad Hashem created the world for a purpose. She'ein zeh mizbakesh lanu. V'hinei bara oisai b'chol kach minei b'riyo is toiv, v'sa anoy is toiv, v'sa kol mesudah b'chochma nifla. U'ma'achi kol zo isinei lo ha'ayda v'sa sholim, im lo yashal mishi yahanu b'hano oisai. Hashem made a great world, but he wanted it to beneficiaries of the world. V'shiyuchal lehiz boinu nulasik es ayoy v'yivachor, so we could realize the greatness and the chochma of the world. Ki yoy v'shein anik ha'areyu ki loy haya. Because there's no purpose in the beauty of the world if we cannot recognize it. So that's why Hashem created us in the world so that we could benefit from the world. Meaning, the shita he's bavarning, why would someone think the world was created just to have a good time? How would someone think that? So he's explaining. Because maybe someone would think that Hashem created the world and he wants people to experience the beauty of the world. And that's the whole tachson of human beings. Human beings are just here to be tourists. I make a museum, I want guests in the museum. I want visitors. I don't want visitors. What's the point of the museum? So I made the world. But the world is not about mitzvahs. The world is not about obligation. The world is about the experience. That's what this shita held. I never understood that. What was he bavarding the whole time? He's saying there's a new shita out there. That the purpose of the world was maybe to enjoy the world. Why? Well, of course, there's a God. You know, forget evolution. Of course, it's God. No one dumb enough in the days of Ramchal to think that. So, but Hashem created the world gufa for the purpose for us to enjoy it because He created it. But Lamaisa, mankind. So, what's the purpose of mitzvahs then? According to that version, what would be the purpose of mitzvahs, of Torah and mitzvahs? Because it's a very big sakana that a person will forget and not realize that there was a creator. So, you don't realize there was a creator, then you're not realizing how great the creator was by creating the world, because you just lost sight of the entire purpose. Correct.
But you could think that the purpose, I can understand the purpose of mitzvahs is to get close to God and to understand God, and that's what our mission is to get close and understand God and emulate his ways. Those are all good things.
So he says a little more, a little different. So he says very simple. One purpose of mitzvahs was to create a normal functional society. That's certain types of mitzvahs. And other types of mitzvahs are because he doesn't want us to think that we own the place. He has to remind us, I created the world. So maybe Shabbos, yeah, you're creating this world for Olam Hazeh, not for Olam Habah. There's no Olam Habah. Forget Olam Habah. You're created for this world. So why the mitzvahs? Because you can't appreciate this world without mitzvahs. Maybe. Because, and you need Shabbos. Why? Because I want you to realize I created the world so that you can appreciate it. So that's why there's Shabbos. The point is to keep a Seder in the world for some mitzvahs. And this way you'll realize that there's a creator, etc. Nimtzu, according to this opinion, the purpose of creation is to enjoy the world as much as you can, and appreciate the world so that Hashem's creation doesn't go for naught. The mitzvahs, and mitzvahs are just there because without it doesn't work. But there's no objective value in mitzvahs. It's like why Hashem created the concept of a fur coat. Because it's cold, so you want to stay warm. But it's like, if it wasn't cold, you wouldn't need a fur coat. It's not like there's any value in the coat. It's just to protect from the cold. So the idea is that's the point of mitzvahs, to protect from the potential pitfalls of being created in the world without rules. This is all taiva. Ach, and now, Amar Chacham wants to watch your proof. How do you know not like that? And then he says, it can't be the person was created for this world. And it's the Havamina that you were created for this world. We were saying, like, we understood it to mean something totally different. The Havamina you were created for the world is that there is no purpose and you think there's no God, whatever. No, a lot of these people know that there's a creator. And a lot of these people know the Creator gave mitzvahs. Right? But who says that the purpose is schar? The purpose is this world. The purpose is this world. That you have to do mitzvahs because that's the rules. So it's a chutzpah not to follow the rules. But objectively speaking, the more you take advantage of this world, and the more you enjoy the world, and the more you travel the world, and the more you eat and eat and eat, and all 43 different flavors of herring and cheese and whatever, you're good. So maybe that's pshat. It's unbelievable. It's a whole philosophy that he didn't even bother in this version to explain what is he coming to disprove. It can't be that you were created for this world. But what would that mean, even? See, this is what it means. And that's the opinion he's coming to disprove now. It's fascinating.
Wow.
Pretty cool, no?
Yeah.
So that's what he's.
Because if you think about it,
The theory behind this theory now actually doesn't sound so this so
is
illogical.
Tenuvas Das was originally between the goof and the neshama, the dialogue back and
Right, so
forth.
this makes sense that there will be a dialogue here too, right?
And then
Now,
they turned it into the student and the teacher.
right, that's true, right? So,
Do you remember that? Yeah.
now, he says, I want to I want proof. You're coming to tell me that this theory is not right. I want proof. So he says, I have proof from the Psukim and I have proof from Seichel. Okay. So he says,
Soy sangre,
yeah,
sorry.
but what is this whole for? He brings here a proof from a Medrash Rabbah that he does not bring in the Maseches Yesharim the way we have it. Brand new proof. So I think we should read it. Probably going to be interesting.
She brings in Midrash Kohelet's room.
No, he brings a different Medrash here. He says, "Vayomer Hashem, Emches Adam Asher Barasi." Hashem says, "I want to destroy mankind." Mashal, there's a story. The parable. We're going to put it in the parable book. The Melech Shayamasi was marrying off his son. Chuppah, and he made a chuppah for his son. Vikira, and he made it a beautiful painted chuppah. Melech and the king got angry at his son and killed him. So now, what does he do with the chuppah? I prepared a whole wedding. Then he got angry, killed the kid. What do you do with the wedding hall now? He goes into the chuppah and starts ripping it to shreds. It's a beautiful chuppah. What are you doing? I did this for my son. If I don't have a son, why would I keep it? Why would I keep the chuppah? That's why when Hashem decided to destroy mankind, he decided to destroy the people. The people. That's why he decided to destroy the world also, because what's the point of the world without mankind? Yeah. So it comes out that everything in this world was created for us, right?
Okay. Where's the English?
It's in the end of Bereishis. So I think what he's asking is, let's think about it. If you go with this school of thought, the world was not created for man. Man was created for the world. If you go with this idea, the world is an amazing thing. God is really proud of his world. He needs man so that his world becomes appreciated. All right. So I destroy man. I still have a great world. I just need more people to, I'll figure out more. The way he's saying now, no, it's the opposite. I created man. Man is the topic. The world is here to be subordinate to man. In the other version, man is subordinate to the world.
And what's the emet?
Emes is saying is that school of thought is wrong. That the man was not just created to appreciate the world.
So the man
The
is
whole world
subservient to
is,
man? That's
so
the
the
world.
world is subservient to man.
World is subservient to man.
Yes.
That supports the idea that the man was here to enjoy the world.
No, the opposite. If man is here to enjoy the world, that means that the world was created and a man is here to watch it and see it and look at it. But it's really because the world is a great thing. And in order to like make it worthwhile, he had to create people. But it's only because the world, the man was only created to make the world worthwhile. It's like saying that I built this great palace. But I needed to get citizens so that they could tour my palace. So what's the purpose of the citizens? I imported citizens because I want them to see my palace. Versus, I have a country. The country needs a melech. And I need to create this malchus. And I need to make a palace because they have to respect the melucha. But it's really all here. Everything here, the whole melech is to support the people. It's not like I brought enough people to watch my look at my palace.
Reminds me of the resort that North Korea dictator built, and he hired hundreds, maybe thousands of people to pretend like they're having a good time there all the time. So when he goes, he's not alone.
Exactly. That's exactly the point.
You don't
Okay,
look like
so
you're having enough fun. I'm gonna kill you.
understand. Okay, we'll stop here. But this
Hey,
is
thank
incredible
you.
stuff.
Yeah,
It's
very interesting.
unbelievable.
Where'd you come across that?
Another no water for me.
Yeah.
Scroll.